Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Today's show topic is the power of targeted nutrition. Evidence shows that improving the quality of nutrition at crucial development moments in childhood, adolescence, and for women represent the best way to reduce and prevent malnutrition and its lifelong implications. A healthy diet throughout life promotes healthy pregnancy outcomes, supports normal growth, development and aging, helps to maintain healthy body weight and reduce the risk of chronic disease, leading to overall health and well-being. Today we're speaking to Manisha, an evidence-based nutritionist that empowers busy women over 40 to transform their life with main focus on healthy eating, weight loss and behavior habits in fun environment. Her journey within health began throughout her personal IVF journey over 10 years ago, which first led her to discovering the power of targeted nutrition and the power it has in achieving so many things. Manisha, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
How are you? Good morning. How are you feeling? Manisha, right?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you, Natalia. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Yeah, glad to have you. Happy to introduce you to our UK Health Radio listeners, you know. So, hopefully we're going to have a good chat about the power of nutrition, targeted nutrition, even better.
Yes, it's a very interesting topic, something that I'm very passionate about, and I'm really looking forward to this chat with you.
Fantastic. So, you know, before we start to go deeper into our conversation, tell us a little bit more about yourself, background, your experience, expertise.
Okay, so I'm an evidence-based nutritionist specializing in weight loss, improving health, and overall empowering women to change their habits and behaviors and to lead a healthier lifestyle. So I believe in this whole lifestyle way of living, because it's more achievable, realistic, and really we want to kind of enjoy life and eat the food that we want to while still remaining healthy. So my actually journey started 12 years ago. My nutrition journey started 12 years ago when I found out I had to have IVF. And it was a bit of a shock to the system, because I was on the outside a perfectly healthy individual. I exercised, ate reasonably well, I was shocked to discover that actually I had stage 4 endometriosis, which I'd never had any symptoms for, and that led to me having to have IVF treatment. And for anybody who has had IVF, it was a very stressful, distressing time. I had 5 cycles in 1 year, fresh cycles, which is quite a lot. And it was during the fourth cycle, after the fourth cycle failed, that I decided to look into nutrition, because I kind of felt that what else was there left for me to do? And that is when I really learned the power of nutrition and leading a healthier lifestyle. And I will never know, but I made some adjustments in between cycle 4 and cycle 5. And after that fifth cycle is when I found out I was pregnant with twins.
Twins, not even
twins.
One.
Yeah. It'd been a horrendous journey to get there. But then obviously I then had to remain pregnant and have a really good pregnancy. And that was really the beginning of my nutrition journey. And like I said, I will never know whether at that time I didn't know whether how much of a role the nutrition played. I now know that actually nutrition plays a key role in pretty much everything that we do. The foods that we eat, we might not necessarily see the benefits on the outside, but on the inside, the benefits that are happening are absolutely major and key towards whatever it is that our goal is.
Yeah. So, you know, why have you decided to work with women over 40? What is so different about them? Is that because your journey maybe started at that time? Because I'm very curious about that age bracket you specialize in.
Yeah, I mean, so I actually was pregnant when I was 40. So I was a very, very late, very older mum, should I say. And shortly after I had my twins, very shortly after that, I found out I was going through the perimenopause. So women in their 40s are beginning to go through some changes, which I wasn't aware of at the time. And I now believe that it's important for us to be empowered to know what changes are about to come our way, and then we can adapt our lifestyle, the way we eat, our mindset, and just be fully prepared for what's going to happen. And you know what, the menopause, perimenopause, is going to happen to every woman, but more importantly to Natalia. I've been through this whole period of perimenopause, menopause. I've learned a lot along the way, so I have a lot of experience to share, and I hope that women are able to relate to somebody who's actually physically been through it. You can understand the challenges that are about to happen and how to find solutions to these challenges, because, you know, the perimenopause can go on for anything up to 10 years. So, and it affects women in so many different ways. And by just making some changes to our lifestyle and the way that we eat, can have a massive impact on how we manage those symptoms. So that's why I specialize in women over 40, because of all the hormonal changes that are about to happen and what they can do to lead the best life possible. Because many women actually feel that their life is about to slow down, end when the menopause happens. And I want to show women that actually you can do lots of things when you get into your 40s. You know, I soon took up my nutrition course when I was 47. I'm about to go into a career change at the age of 51. So life doesn't have to stop. It can still be the beginning for lots and lots of different women. We just need to be aware. That's the biggest thing, is to raise awareness.
Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Apparently, you know, when you're 30, you just start to figure it out who you are, what you want. Then when you're 40, you actually start to, you know, be more of a very conscious female. And then when you're 50, you blossom. So I fully agree with the statement you made that, you know, never too late to change, to bring any changes, change career or educate yourself, or just, you know, just take life into your hands and just drive it like a fast car.
Absolutely. And like you say, Natalia, it's never too late. I mean, I have women who are in their 60s who have come to me, you know, for one-to-one personalized nutrition plan because they want to change their lifestyle. You know, they're aware of what the menopause has, the changes that they've been through, and they want to improve their body composition. They want to improve their health markers. They want to build more muscle because they now understand through working with me the importance of, you know, why we need to look after our bones, why we need to look after our muscles, and what they can do to minimize the weight gain that also comes around about, you know, the time of the menopause. And through understanding all of those, and by learning how to manage their diet through these changes, it can be very empowering.
And you mentioned, you know, those menopause as a the earlier one, and then there is the one that comes just slightly later. Can you differentiate those two? What's the difference between them? Is there any difference?
Yeah, there is a difference. The perimenopause, so there's three stages of the menopause: is the perimenopause, the menopause, and then postmenopause. And the perimenopause stages, menopause means that it's the end of the fertility journey. It's when women run out of their eggs that they are born with. So it can happen at any age. And some women, the menopause can occur a lot earlier. Like for myself, I've gone through IVF. So possibly that was one of the reasons why I had an early menopause. But the perimenopausal stage is when women are beginning to start the reduction of the estrogen levels, which is a key hormone, which is involved during the menopause. And what happens is that's when a lot of women start to begin to see the symptoms or feel the symptoms. You know, sometimes it can be very unusual, it can be very daunting, because it could be symptoms that they've never experienced before. And like I said, this phase can happen anywhere between 1 year to anything up to 10 years. There's also a shift in the way that our periods are, in terms of frequency, in terms of the flow of the periods. So there are many, many changes. You know, there's a whole list of them. And because estrogen receptors are all over our body, there are so many different types of symptoms that women can experience. So it's really important to kind of understand these, because quite often some of these symptoms we could just relate to everyday life and not think that it could be the menopause. So, for example, you know, if you're going through a particularly stressful time and you start to experience a little bit of anxiety because your life is just stressful at that time, you could easily just think, well, you know, I'm feeling this anxiety because or I'm feeling low, in a low mood because of everything that's happening in my personal life. But actually, it could also be the start of the menopause. So it's advisable for women to start tracking their symptoms and their periods, because when they are ready to go to the doctors, then they have some evidence, if you like, to show that actually, you know, this is what's been happening and these are the symptoms. And hopefully the doctor will be able to you know, put two and two together and give the woman a diagnosis. So that's the perimenopause. The menopause is actually one day in this period, and that one day is defined as 12 months of without a bleed. So you could have a period free time of 11 months, for example, and then have a period, and then that 12 months starts again from that point. So it's 12 months of no bleed, and then postmenopause is the time after that. So there's those three stages, and it's just important for people to understand what can happen during those stages and what they can do in terms of nutrition and lifestyle to minimize many of those symptoms. Not all of them, but some of them you can control through nutrition.
So how and what type of nutrition, targeted nutrition, you should look after and absorb while, you know, going through those different stages?
Well, first of all, it's, you know, a lot of women experience weight gain during this time. And again, that is just one of the symptoms that many women face during the menopause. So one of those is understanding, first of all, why the weight gain happens. And it's that having that personalized approach, eating the right foods at the right, in the right quantities, because there are certain foods that we need to eat, so certain food groups that we need to eat more of, like protein, for example, as we age. And the older we get, the more we need of it. So it's understanding, well, how can you get that in more protein into your diet? What does that mean in terms of how does it help your muscles? How does it help your bones? And how does it support your menopause symptoms? So once we understand that, the difference that it can make can be quite significant. So it's about, so the personalized approach is always unique to the individual. And it's also about understanding more about their lifestyles and their preferences. And then you're able to give that personalized approach. So, you know, there could be somebody in there who's going through the menopause who is a mom of two young kids, or there could be an older lady who's postmenopausal, who is retired and has much more time on her hands. So it's important to understand the lifestyles as well as what types of foods they should be eating and how they should be eating them to complement the goals that they want to achieve. But it's also about keeping it realistic and achievable as well, because for targeted nutrition and for lifestyle changes, what we want is we want to be able to sustain these for a long period of time. So this isn't just something that you're going to be doing for 1 or 2 months or for a short period of time. Lifestyle changes means for life. So this is why it's important to keep things as realistic and achievable as possible. So there's no point in me advising somebody to do, you know, exercise 4 times a week if their schedule doesn't allow that. So we work within their schedules and see what we can fit in and see what solutions we can come up, because everyone's busy. So we just need to find how we can implement what we need to implement within their time limits.
That's right. So, you know, you use that fantastic word that very interests me a lot, targeted nutrition. If you could explain to anyone who is just, you know, just tune in, doesn't know anything about nutrition, what does it mean, targeted nutrition?
So targeted nutrition is giving an individual a personalized approach and explaining to them what foods they need to eat and how much of it they need to eat in accordance to what they want to achieve. So for example, if a client comes to me who wants to lose weight, that approach is going to be very different to somebody who's come to me because they are going through the menopause, or somebody who has come to me because they want to build some muscle. So for example, I currently have a retired grandma of 66 who has come to me because she wants to change her body composition. So the advice that I am going to give her, the plan that we come up with, it's not a plan that I come up with, it's a plan that we jointly come up with, is going to be very different to somebody who wants to lose weight. So what we need to do in terms of nutrition, the amount of food that we need to eat, and also the food group. So how much protein you might need to eat for weight loss might be different to somebody who actually wants to come to change their body composition. And by body composition, what I mean is somebody who wants to lose fat but build muscle at the same time. And then that is how they change their physique. That is how you get that toned look that most women want. So their approach is very different. But also what's more very important is to keep the approach as flexible as possible, because we all have busy lifestyles. And again, it's important to have a flexible plan as much as possible to accommodate for the stresses and the challenges that occur in everyday life as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So speaking of all of this and, you know, thinking of the nutrition, if you have your client, someone comes to you and they don't know exactly what's happening with them, they don't know their blood, what's going on inside. How would you start their treatment or their advice? How that visit would look like?
The first foremost important thing is that there is quite comprehensive form for the client to fill out. And this helps me to understand more about their lifestyle, their, you know, who's living in the family home. Do they have children? What job do they do? Do they work from home? Understand more about their health condition. Do they currently have any diseases I need to be aware of? Are they taking any medication? So it's very, very involved. And then during the first consultation that we have is when we'll go deep into talking about their lifestyles. What goals do they want to achieve and why do they want to achieve them? The why is very important because, look, many people will, especially for weight loss, mm-hmm. they want to lose weight. But I need to understand why. Why do you want to lose weight? Because is it because you want to improve your health? Is it because you want to live longer? Is it because you want more energy? Is it because you want to be more confident? So understanding that why is really important because motivation, Natalia, is going to come and go. What we need to learn is discipline. And if we have that why.
Sorry to stop you. My favorite word, consistency.
Consistency. It's consistency, discipline, and hard work. It's the three words that are extremely, extremely important for everything, but it's the three things that are very difficult. So, you know, it's not when we're talking about changing people's habits and behaviors, it's not a question of how long does it take. It's a question of how many times do you need to do it in order for that habit to become a routine, and then that routine then becomes part of your lifestyle. So you don't even need to really think about it. It's a bit like telling children to brush their teeth. You have to keep telling them every day, twice a day. And eventually they do it. And then it gets to a point where you don't need to tell them as much. You know, sometimes it might even be late teenage, but eventually, you know, the child grows up knowing that they need to brush their teeth twice a day. And that then becomes a habit that they've then developed into just their normal routine. And that's what we need to do to try to make lifestyle changes is to develop some healthy habits. And that healthy habit could be, you know, just to go for a 10-minute walk every day. It could be to eat protein every meal. It could be to eat more vegetables. And that is where my job is where I help women to identify how we can adapt these healthy habits and then make them routinely. And we need to keep it as simple as possible. We don't need to complicate anything. Small changes make big differences because, as you just said, that key word there is consistency. And the easier we keep it, the more consistent it is to be.
That's right. You know, because speaking of sport and consistency, it's just everyone is always asking me, but how do you stay motivated, Natalia? And, you know, I exercise pretty much every day. My life is sport and dance, everything with movement. And I'm like, guys, I'm not motivated every day. I every day don't want to do it. But it's just that inner voice that tells you, you know, consistency is the key. That's what I know, you know, hard work pays off. Talent just takes you somewhere, but hard work, consistency, patience takes you anywhere you want. So I always believe that in anything you do, as long as you keep consistent, the results will come, you know. So knowing that the consistency, it's very important, is not to why you want to do it, just like you mentioned. So I think that magical W, why, is essential in pretty much every aspect of our lives, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, with lifestyle changes and nutrition and, you know, whatever your goal is, whether it's, you know, managing your menopause symptoms, whether it's weight loss, whether it's your body composition that you want to change, the challenge here is that we don't see immediate results. So when you ask somebody, when you explain to somebody why they need to be consistent, they need to be able to understand the benefits short term, which are internally, but the benefits long term as well. And the one thing that we haven't actually mentioned yet is the mindset. And I'm very, very aware that we see a lot of transformation photos all over social media. And on my social media, I very rarely have transformation photos. And the reason for that And when I say transformation photos, I mean a before and after. And the reason for that is because actually the biggest transformation that takes place is the one that you can't see, and that is in your mind.
I say this to my clients, PT clients, because obviously everyone wants to see the body changes, but sometimes the body changes don't come really because of certain reasons. Is also hormones, like you mentioned, but the way they change their mindset, the way how they become almost fitness freak from doing nothing to doing exercises every day, my job is completed. And I feel very fulfilled with that, because I'm like, apart from you losing weight, that's a secondary to me. The first thing that I want always people to understand is their lifestyle, the health, the mindset, the love for in my case, fitness. So I fully agree with you on this.
Absolutely. And I think part of, I'm sure what we both do is just understanding that mindset of the client that we are working with. And for me, I think it's raising that awareness of what we are doing, why we are doing it. So with weight loss clients, it's very classic, you know, especially if your body composition is changing. And if you're working with a PT as well, you know, we know that if you're lifting weights, your body fat will be decreasing, but also your muscle mass will be increasing. So it's getting your head around the mindset of actually the scales could be going up, but I am losing body fat. And this is where the explaining and reassuring each client. I mean, I've got a client who has just actually messaged me this morning. We've been working on her body composition. So she's wanted to lose fat, build muscle mass, and change her physique. She's actually gained 2 kilos, but lost 2 dress sizes. Mm-hmm. And in the process, she's improved her health because her risk of becoming a pre-diabetic has now dropped. So there are some things that you can't physically see, but they are making a massive difference on the inside as well. And that is just so rewarding. It's just incredible. But you see, we've had to work on the mindset, because trying to explain to somebody who wants to change their body composition, actually the scales might go up, but this is why it's going up. So be prepared for it. So that mindset, understanding that is absolutely key.
Mm-hmm. So when you speak about behavioral habits, what do you mean by that, and how do you connect it with nutrition?
So behavioral habits are very interesting. We all have habits. They may be healthy habits, they may be unhealthy habits, but we all have habits. And some of the habits, so for example, let's take snacking as an example. So I'm currently working with a client who snacks a lot, and that snacking a lot has led to her gaining considerable weight. So it's important to understand many things about snacking. There is nothing wrong with snacking at all, but let's understand in this situation why the snacking has happened. So for this particular client, it's been sometimes because of boredom, sometimes because of stress, sometimes because she's busy and she doesn't have enough time to cook. So she's developed some habits which have led to the frequency of snacking. So what we've tried to implement is to actually, let's look at the meals that you're eating. Let's try and balance out the meals a little bit more. Let's try and eat a little bit more in your main meals, so that can reduce the amount that you're snacking. And also, let's look at smart snacking. So by smart snacking, I mean things like, you know, could you swap your packet of crisps for an apple? So there you're getting some nutrition in there as well. And so like I said, there is nothing wrong with snacking. It's just if you're looking to manage your weight, improve your energy, then we need to look at what else is happening in the day and how you can improve your meals, and taking small habits at a time. Because for some people, they might need to change quite a few habits, but we can't change them all together. So it's just starting with one and then gradually building it up and up and up. So you know, so changing that behavior and habit can just be something like, okay, look, out of the 3 snacks that you're going to have today, how about 1 snack you swap for an apple or a fruit or a piece of fruit? And then slowly, that then becomes part of the norm. And that's what we try to do. And with this particular lady in general, what she's found out after 3 or 4 weeks is her energy levels have absolutely gone through the roof. And it's because She's learning to eat in a more balanced way, learning to identify when she might make that choice of reaching for something that she doesn't really need, you know, whether it's boredom, whether it's stress. And the key thing here is to identify the triggers initially. And be prepared as well, you know, because sometimes we eat because we're not prepared. We don't have the right foods in the house to begin with. That's so right. It's just learning all these habits and finding solutions to them.
That's right. I can fully relate to that, because that's me. You know, I've been snacking like crazy person just because I'm fit and I'm slim. That doesn't mean my habits, I was eating good, but my snacking were terrible and at wrong times, nighttime. And nighttime, for some reason, for me, is perfect time to eat chocolate, all this crazy stuff that you know, shouldn't exist during the nighttime. So I've changed it, but it's like you said, building little habits. Okay, I stop eating after 8. I've introduced some celery juice to my diet, certain things. But like you mentioned, I can tell by my own experience, I need to do one step at a time. I wouldn't be able to perhaps change it radically right away. I need that ladder to build up to eventually that deeper understanding that this is more, in my case, more emotional rather than actually, you know, me feeling actual hunger.
Yeah. You know, and there are other things that we could do. So if somebody is, say, for example, stress eating or boredom eating, what else could you do when you identify that trigger instead of going for something to eat? Could you maybe go out for a walk? Could you maybe phone a friend? Could you do something else? Because quite often we do eat mindlessly, you know, because something is just there. You know, so if something is just there, you're more likely to just, as you're walking past it, think, oh, I'll just have that piece of chocolate. So just don't put the piece of chocolate out there. Just put it away, you know, just put it away into a cupboard. So every individual is going to be very different. And that's why it's important to understand. And this is where, again, the personalized approach comes in. And it's really important for me to understand this in more detail with each client, because then that way you are giving that personalized approach, you know, where you can say, well, look, these are your triggers and this is what we can do, and actually what's going to work for you. Because I might come up with lots of solutions, but that might not be right for the client. It's for the client to choose the right approach for them, because only they know if that's going to work for them. And sometimes it's trial and error. You know, I've had a client who've said to me, you know, she will try going for the walk instead of reaching out for something, but that approach didn't work for her. But what did work for her was being more organized with her shopping list. So just putting better, or should I say smarter, snacks in her shopping basket rather than, you know, packets of crisps or the chocolates that she used to do. So you know, there's nothing wrong with eating chocolate and crisps. We just need to eat everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you mentioned a little bit about your health journey, but could you share with us a little bit more and how this all inspired or influenced your work, current work?
Yeah, so as I explained, I first started really with the IVF and learning about nutrition, and I kind of dabbled in and out of it, you know, for quite some time. Didn't really understand. I also go to the gym as well, and I wasn't. And to be honest with you, a lot of what I had a lot of self-limiting beliefs where I didn't think I could build muscle. I didn't think I could change my physique because I was vegetarian. I was an older woman, so it was going to be a lot harder for me. And also, I was an older mom. I was, you know, I had my twins when I was 40. So there was a lot of beliefs there that kind of stopped me, if you like. And but what the real game changer was when I started going through the perimenopause. It's a very taboo subject. You know, about 5-6 years ago, not many women talked about it. Now, fortunately, more people like myself are talking about it. So I was on a journey of self-discovery, a journey of learning, you know, what I need to do. How can I minimize the symptoms? What do I need to improve my health? Because now, for the first time, the shift had focused from wanting to look good to now actually I need to improve my health because I want to live longer. I understood the long-term consequences of the menopause, which is the sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass, osteoporosis, the increased risk of heart disease, increased risk of diabetes. And, you know, I didn't want any of that because, like I said, I'm an older mom. I want to live not for as long as possible, but I want to live for as long as possible in the best health. I don't want to spend my retirement like my parents in and out of hospital. And that became my biggest motivator, my biggest why, really. So shortly after the menopause started, the perimenopause started, is when I decided to take my nutrition to a different level and I decided to become qualified in it. And since then, it's just been amazing and so rewarding, because I just want to share my experiences with women, what I've learned along the way. My Instagram page is full of informative posts, and because I've seen the difference that it makes when I was empowered with that information, because I've joined a couple of, weight loss groups, and actually I came away not really knowing much because I just got told what to do. It wasn't an individual approach. I wasn't explained why I needed to do something, which is why I'm very passionate about it now. I had to eat foods I didn't enjoy as a vegetarian. So now I'm very, one thing that's really important to me is if you don't like something, you don't eat it. End of story. We are looking at lifestyle changes, which means you have to incorporate foods that you enjoy. But that might mean that you might need to be a little bit more experimental, especially being a vegetarian and learning to eat your protein. But most of all, the answer to your question is that now I want people to be able to relate to me. I am relatable because I am that woman who started their health journey late in life. I haven't always been a nutritionist. I haven't always done the gym. It all has come to me in my late 40s. And the transformation that I have seen in the gym has been unbelievable when I have combined the nutrition with the weight training, and my body composition has absolutely changed. And this is key because, like I said, post-menopause, 47, well, I'm 51 now. And the biggest changes have come in the last 2 years when I've combined the nutrition and the gym together. And this is what I want people, women, to understand, that it's absolutely possible. You just need to know what you need to do, and you need to know how you need to do it. And then you need to understand how the nutrition can support what you need to do and how you need to do it. And that is what has led me here now, is to raise awareness, support women as much as possible, and just help them to make informed decisions about their lifestyles. And just to show that, you know what, life does not stop. There is no limit to age. You know, I'm 51. Like I said, I've just started all of this now, and the world is my oyster. And that's what I want women to understand and to believe.
Fantastic. So, you know, in a few words, just to sum it up, what is that beautiful power of targeted nutrition?
The targeted nutrition is having a personalized approach to whatever your goals are, enable for you to live a healthy lifestyle. It's about eating the right amounts of foods in the right quantities and enjoying the process.
Yes. And with that final statement, I think we can finish to sum it up. I think it was very educational, very inspirational, very, you know, very content interview. So I think I will have to listen it a few more times to fully get my notes right. What's next for you, Manisha? What's happening? What are your projects, plans?
My plans at the moment are, I'm on a mission as an older woman to be able to raise more awareness, which is why I'm doing things like this, because I want women to just have that self-belief that actually anything is possible, regardless of your age. That is what I'm on a mission for, and how nutrition can change, not just the way that you look, but the way that you feel, your mindset, your well-being. And it's absolutely crucial for us to understand that.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and expertise. I think everyone's going to benefit. Thank you for being open and not afraid of sharing your very personal health journey.
You're welcome. Thank you, Natalia.
That people can relate to us a little more if we actually open up and share our personal sometimes very painful, hurtful, and hard moments. So thank you for that. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
I wish you all the best. And yeah, I hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you, Natalia. Thank you very much. And have a great day.
You too. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And now it's time for our workout. But before we continue, here are some valuable information from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay team, so let's work out together. So today we're gonna have some cardio. We've done a lot of upper body core, we did some leg work, and today we're gonna focus on some cardio. So very quick little bit of HIIT element to your daily routine. We're gonna focus on sprints today in a spot, some split lunges with the jump and burpees. So as I mentioned, first one, sprints. Because we wanted to make sure that our workouts are available for any type of place we're in, either office, home, or maybe outside, outdoor, anywhere, I want you to focus on sprints in the spot. But if you can actually sprint, do a meters, then do and go for it, please. Okay, so sprints in the spot. I want you to guys stay on your toes, ball of your feet, and as fast as you can, move your feet. Like you're sprinting, exactly like that. And you want to make sure you're moving your arms with you. You want to do it for at least 20, 30, or maybe even 40 seconds, if possible. If you can, try it. And then take 30 seconds rest, no more than 30 seconds. You should be pretty well recovered after 30 seconds. Then number two, move on to split lunges with the jump. Add that nice long tall jump, land on your toes, ball of your feet, and keep switching legs. Left, right, left, right. If you have bad knees like myself, you don't need to add the jump, you can just keep going for walking lunges. Walk forward, walk backwards, keep changing. Go for, again, at least 30-40 seconds. After rest, we're gonna go for the last one, burpees. So everyone hate me for that, but we do love our burpees. I mean, we hate them, but we love them. It's hate and love relationship, actually. So you want to drop that chest all the way down to the floor, like you're lying on the floor, and then push yourself and jump all the way high up. Make sure you clap on top or have your hands on your neck, all the way up, jump, 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 and again, at least 30-40 seconds. You should be able to fit between 15 to 20 burpees within 40 seconds. And repeat this set of those three exercises at least 2-3 times. Within the next 5 minutes, you should be pretty sweaty. Okay, team. Well, that's your little bit of HIIT cardio work for today. Thank you so much for working out with me, and stay tuned for more. Good nutrition can change many aspects of your life. A well-planned, nutritious diet should provide enough protein to promote muscle growth and repair. Food rich in unrefined carbohydrates, like whole grain breads and cereals, should form the basis of your diet. Here are some benefits of healthy eating. Weight loss. One of the main reasons people eat a healthy diet is to maintain healthy weight or to lose weight. Healthy heart. Strong bones and teeth. better mood and energy level, improved memory and brain health, immunity boost, lowers risk of heart diseases, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers, supports healthy pregnancies and breastfeeding, helps the digestive system functions. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Please share with me your thoughts, comments, DM me with any questions. Follow me on Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I will see you next time.